This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here at the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. Right? Once you get informed, you can go to town, get on the case of these people that just are totally ill-informed or just don't care. Really, truly, just don't care. Now, Dr. B just messaged me. She's going to try to be on, but I guess there's tornado warnings in her area, so she might not be able to get to us through her garage or from her cell or whatever it is. And I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. So if we can't get her on this hour, we'll try for next hour. But, you know, truly, again, I'm so tired of hearing people say, you're either going to have a transgender kid or a dead kid. It's not true. It is that threat, like you know, like they used in the early Earth days, right? Earth Day days. If we don't fix this now, in 12 years, the Earth will be uninhabitable. Two-thirds of the human race will be gone. Go back, if you're honest with yourself, go back and look at all the predictions that they made back in the late 60s and early 70s. About Earth Day, and none of them have come true. Not a one. Okay? All it has done is made them very rich. So, what would you, I mean, again, would you have these people as your stockbroker? Right? I just got to ask you. Would you have them, if they couldn't get it right, why? Why in God's creation, right, would you keep listening to them? Unless you're mentally ill. There's no other way to say it. I find this amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please get involved. Please get engaged. Please get informed. You know, it's the only way we truly win. And in talking about this, I think it was Dan Crenshaw today or yesterday. He was grilling a Democrat. And his clip's too long for me to play for you. But he does a great job. She couldn't name one study citing the benefits of surgeries for trans minors. Not one. And even with that, again, European countries are shutting this down. It makes absolutely no sense to allow this to happen when you don't have the medical information to fix it. To affirm it, if you would. So we have this medical expert that comes in to testify before Congress, stating all these medical studies that state the benefits of transgender surgeries for minors. Now, she knows what she's going into. She knows what she's walking into. She knows the testimony she's about to give. Yet she couldn't cite one medical study to prove what she was saying. Not one. Now, if a Republican was in this position, and they would be told to cite medical studies that showed that, you know, they were wrong, and they cited 3, 4, or 5, the Dems wouldn't accept. They'd blow them off, just like they're doing with the witnesses that are coming in front of other congressional committees. It's really funny because any witness brought in by a Republican is poo-pooed and called a liar, right? Any one that's brought in by the Democrats, even if you can prove he's lying, is good and wholesome and right. We should believe them. Just amazing, right? Well, Mr. Crenshaw questioned the Yale School of Medicine assistant professor, Meredith McNamara, about his proposal to withdraw funding from certain hospitals that provide surgeries, puberty blockers, or cross-sex hormones to transgender minors. He said, "You've said that we'd cherry-pick data. How do you mean that?" She responds with, "So, it's very unscientific and flawed to pick a single study or a single statistic and discuss it in isolation." She went on to say medical experts are able to talk about all of the evidence as a whole. Right? I mean, seriously? So if you have a half a dozen of them that don't agree with you, you're just going to throw them aside because you found one or two that do? But the congressman kind of reeled her in and said, "Hey, I totally agree with you. It's good to look at systematic reviews, right?" She said, "Yeah. That's the gold standard of evidence when you're trying to understand whether something works or it doesn't work." He went on to say, "The British Journal of Medicine looked at 61 systematic reviews with the conclusion that, quote, there's a great uncertainty about the effects of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries on the young people, which is why they stopped it." Show with senior host, Dr. B, joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hey, 55-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do, you know, and the way you do that is you get informed. Before you open your mouth and say anything, get informed. And as I always tell you, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I have a brain. It doesn't mean I have a microphone. That's all it means. So I bring in the people that have a clue, like Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time here. We're gonna get around more. You're in Texas, so I'll lasso you in to get you on the show. But boy, do we need help like yours more than ever now with this whole transgender LGBTQ stuff that's going on. And before you came on, I was doing a piece about I don't know if you Dan Crenshaw was just pummeling a woman that is, well, let me see if I can get her. I had her name up here a second ago. She, come on, where were you? Her name is Meredith McNamara. She's at the Yale School of Medicine. She's assistant professor there. And the beauty was he kept asking her, name me a study that backs up what you're saying. And she couldn't do it. She wouldn't do it. And ultimately what he finally said is, okay, well, you know, I agree with you here. You know, the British Journal of Medicine looked at 61 systematic reviews with a conclusion that, and here's a quote from them, there's a great uncertainty about the effects of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries in young people. The Journal of Endocrine Society said came up with the same conclusion, even the American Academy of Pediatrics. And he looked at her and said, okay, now what? She had nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, I'm going to have some fun with you, because when I put this stuff up there and I talk about this, I've sent you clips of this before. There is a few people in my local area who are accusing me of putting up and calling for certain things to happen to me because I'm putting up anti-trans information and hating on kids. I believe that they're hating on kids.
Yeah. So, to pivot and then to get back to this, I just saw a movie. I don't know if you've seen it, called Nefarious. Nefarious.
I've heard about it. Wait, it's what's, okay. What's his name? I wrote that. Steve.
It's the director of oh my goodness, the Planned Parenthood one, and then the writer of God's Not Dead.
Right.
Unplanned. The director of Unplanned.
Right. Great movie.
Anyway, it is very good. So you and I speak truth, and Jesus knew, and the disciples and God, they knew, very loving, of course, but they knew when to speak truth, right, and speak boldly. It was, again, we've mentioned it a million times, the woman at the well, right? Very kind, very loving, and then a command, go and sin no more, right? It was very clear, the part that most of American Christians leave out. So Nefarious, I didn't know it was written by Christians, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, this is dark, but it's intriguing, and there are parts of it I had to pray through because it is legit. So it reminded me a little bit of the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah, and so you know the nephew and the gist of it, without giving it away, is a psychiatrist who's an atheist, a self-proclaimed atheist, is in front of this prisoner who he needs to deem, you know, which I understand, I love psych thrillers, this is what it's called, it's a psych thriller, and he needs to deem whether he's insane and he cannot get the death penalty that day, and then, you know, or you know, sane, and he's good to be electrocuted, which the prisoner chose over lethal injection by force, which is interesting. So I don't want to give it away, but it is about this is this prisoner inhabited by a demon, or is it him? And it is so incredibly biblically correct that you know which one it is that inhabits this prisoner. And it blows my mind because the person, you know, supposedly inside this prisoner addresses this atheist, and this atheist goes on about this, about trans and LGBT, and that's why I'm an atheist, because it's, you know, not about good and evil. It's about what's good for you. It's about what works in the moment. It's about how you feel and what you want to do. It's about equity and equality and CRT. He talks about all this, and the prisoner, right, the entity, whatever, just starts cracking up, and the guy's like, why are you laughing? And he goes, because we have you exactly where we want you. And the psychiatrist is like, we who? What are you talking about? You
don't control me. Yeah.
Right. He's like, you don't control me. He's like, you just proved that we did. And it just is a mind bender about this, you know, about he has to decide whether it's mental health, or it is spiritual health, you know, it's a spiritual issue. It is so good. It is not for anybody under 14 unless you've really explained the Bible and the dark side of, you know, the evil and you know, that goes with good. But it is exactly what this world needs, and I knew I'd love it because Rotten Tomatoes, all the critics gave it like 30%, and the audience gave it 98%.
Whenever the critics do that, it's a Christian-esque movie, you know it's great, right?
Well, and they're saying it's so unrealistic, and it's like there's no such thing as good and evil, and I'm like, exactly. Oh my gosh!
Oh, they got you where they want you. Oh, the movie made its point.
It's incredible, and it talks about all of this, like Dr. McNamara, you know, it talks about these people, how they just are such empty vessels, and that is who evil uses. There is good, there is evil, and it's interesting how the atheist turns out at the end, and I'm not going to give that away. It's a bone-chilling, uncomfortable movie, but I highly recommend it. If you're a Christian, watch it. To me, if you're an atheist, even more so watch it, and I'm curious to what you have to say. And I've gotten lots of comments of people, mostly positive, who've watched it and just opened their eyes. Like, it was the thing. It was the movie that, you know.
I'm going to play the naysayer for a second, right? You know, based on what I see our Christian brothers and sisters doing out there. Yeah, think about the horror movies and how good they've gotten over the decades, right? How realistic and good and what have you. And they're going to see this movie, and a lot of these our Christian brothers and sisters go, well, you know, it's just a horror movie. That's all it is. There's no reality to it kind of thing. And I think the best job, I personally believe the best job the devil has done is he has stopped preachers from preaching about how active the devil is, about good and evil, and, you know, hey, look, if you committed adultery, that's all good. God forgives you. You can move on and maybe have adultery again in a couple of months. I don't know. It's up to you. But
so with that, man, let me tell you. So the psychiatrist...
Can't tell me anything. We're going for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more we're talking to be when we return. All right. I'll hit the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Conor McGregor is being accused of raping a woman at the NBA Finals earlier this month. TMZ Sports reports security at the Kaseya Center in Florida forced the woman into a men's bathroom where McGregor violently sexually assaulted her. The UFC star denies the allegations. Two are hurt following gun violence near the NBA Finals parade and celebration in Denver as Nuggets fans partied for their first league championship Thursday. Shots rang out.
Those two males were located by responding officers and transported by ambulance here to Denver Health, where they are.
The officers say the shooting was not directly related to the celebration. A Muslim woman will serve as a federal judge in the U.S. for the first time. The Senate Thursday confirmed Nusrat Chaudhry for a federal judgeship in New York. She'll serve the Eastern District of New York in Brooklyn. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Matute, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed first. That's why I bring on people like Dr. Bridget Melson. Dr. B joins us pretty much every week to talk about some of the issues going on, going down, and how you can help maintain your sanity, maintain and do the right thing from a spiritual base. Look, we are well past simple evil here, okay? This, and I agree with her fully. We're into the demonic realm at this point. When you have such confusion, where the left is telling you at times you have to follow the science, except when it doesn't fall in line with what we want you to do. You know, just amazing. Dr. B, we were talking about pastors who aren't even teaching anymore about the demonic issues, evil, or what have you. And you brought up the woman who was committing adultery.
Right, right. And that's, it's interesting because, just back to Nefarious, this movie, you just reminded me of something about these pastors that are weak. You know what I mean? I think we're in times where we have to call out truth. I do not know how to do radio. I don't know how to speak anymore unless I bring good and evil in it. If one more person on my Facebook, and the last post I had was like, almost 2,000 likes. So my stuff's getting out there. But these people are like, oh, you Trump loving da da. I'm like, what? This is not even a political post. Go away. But we're so beyond politics. And if people don't understand that, in the schools, we're beyond even board politics. In your community, we're beyond politics. It is just so nasty that, to me, if you don't understand that it's between good and evil and that evil wants our children, because that's been Satanist and all, that has been notoriously their thing, is victims, innocent victims, and, you know, babies and youth. And that's a thing. I mean, go read history books. It's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
But the last thing I want to say about this movie, because you mentioned the pastor, is they, and one thing, they do address abortion. You know, this entity in the prisoner addresses abortion, and it's in a very interesting way. I mean, you guys have to see this. Nefarious, go see it. But then they bring in a pastor because the clergy. You know, do you have the clergy for the prison? Because this is all in a prison. Because a psychiatrist says, I'm an atheist, so I have no idea what you're talking about when you talk about good and evil. And they bring in this pastor, right, who sits down, and he's all like, hey, you know, and at first the prisoner, the entity in the prisoner, is scared to death of him, right? He doesn't want to see a man of the cloth that hurts them physically. And then they found out that this clergy guy was like, oh no, I'm one of the more current ones. I don't really believe in good and evil, and we don't believe in demons anymore, so you're okay with me, so anything you want to say. And then you just see the prisoner kind of go, oh, aren't you cute?
Wow.
Okay, right? And it's just, I'm just like, oh my goodness, this is reality.
Do you come back to, we are legion, we are many.
Yes.
Right? I mean, when they were talking about pronouns that were we, they, and I go, and guys, if you're a Christian, do you know that the only time those terms are used in the Bible is when somebody is possessed?
And in this movie, that's what he calls himself, we, and the psychiatrist is like, we, so your multiple personality disorder, DID, and it was just so awesome for me to see as a Christian and a psychologist, right? Somebody that's very involved in the mental health field, and I know, and this entity in this prisoner, back, from front to back, quoted the DSM-4, and he's like, we got you to believe that this stuff is psychological, so good job. You know, I mean, it was so incredible, every single thing you and I talk about and have addressed independently and together on radio is in this movie. It's like bang, bang, bang. I was just, my mind was blown. So
not to take anything, and you know my heart, not to take anything away from your PhD, your papers, and all of that.
Right.
There's times where you said you'd give me an honorary counseling degree. But you know what's funny about it? There's nothing special. This is biblical. It's all of this is in the Bible about raising up your kids, how to think, you know, how to treat other people. I think by turning it into education, and not in your case and probably others, we've pulled them away from God. If you think of the first universities in this country where they were put in place to have a deeper study of God, a deeper study of the Bible, a deeper study of man, if you would, through the Bible. Close to that.
So in 1976, I believe, when they took prayer and the Bible completely out of schools, right? We were just on a trajectory. But then you have like Dr. Meredith McNamara, who is a pediatric and an adolescent doctor. That is
scary.
Frightening. That is frightening that she's calling it. I stand for, you know, helping the mental health, you know, the mental health of these, you know, trans people. I'm like, it has nothing. These are people in my field. Granted, I'm not a medical doctor, but we've gone to school the same amount, and we know the same amount of things. It just blows my mind. And I've gotten bashed, right? I told you that in California, the state of California was starting to come after me to take my license away. Because they were saying that I was doing, you know, conforming, you know, people, you know, from trans, you know, whatever, LGBT. Like, I could not see them unless I stopped using the Bible, you know, and it's because patients complained. And I'm like, well, okay, why, what? Why can you, what? How do you have a right to say that? You know, seeing Governor Newsom get involved with Temecula, the same thing. It's like, well, stay out.
Why would you, first of all, why would you complain to the state if you don't like what you're putting out there? If you don't like the fact that you're using biblical references, stop cutting your check to her. Go somewhere else.
Blows my mind. There's some site, and I don't know, it's, you know, where they rate you, and some people I've never even seen. But one patient, one past long time ago, was saying, oh, she was using the Bible, and she was throwing it in my face, and, you know, and I'm like, what? You came to see me. You have to sign a document that says that I counsel from a biblical worldview. You sign that twice. And I don't.
You expected her to read and not only read, but believe what she read? Oh, come on, Dr. P. You know better than that.
I address these people's mental health issues and help them cope. I don't just go, okay, let's open the Bible. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a pastoral counselor. But I'm going to be biblically based. When you say, can you help me, you know, find a mate that's the same sex, I'm going to say no. And maybe I'll refer, no, I want to see a Christian. Okay. I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to give you truth. So it just blows my mind that we aren't allowed to do that, right? We are not allowed to use, you know, biblical language and moral code. There's only one moral. Another thing that people say all the time, right, is we're of this new open-minded moral. We're recreating morality. And I'm like, okay, you are. You are. It doesn't make it right. You redefine everything. Marriage, sex, gender, morality. It doesn't make it right. And even Christianity, right? Taylor Swift is on saying, you know, I'm a Christian, but I'm not that kind of Christian. You know, and I'm just, okay.
Yeah, I'm the Christian who doesn't believe in God. Just like the stuff that Christ did. I've had conversations with people like that. I know. It's mind-blowing.
I have to.
Right?
It's totally mind-blowing. I believe in the Bible, but, you know, God doesn't this and that. I'm like, he does. I mean, I'm like sitting here staring. I've memorized Romans 1, right? It's like it literally says that all of this stuff is God's wrath and that you're going to be blinded to it. And it's like, I don't see that. I'm like, exactly.
Yes, blinded means you don't see. Hello, anybody home?
And this is what we're seeing with parents, and that's what breaks my heart, is because we have this room full of blind people that we are yelling at, trying to say, okay, George, read the next line. I can't. Mary, read the next line. They can't. They cannot physically see, and that is what's scary, that these parents are raising kids.
Well, they open the Bible with the mindset that they look for what they want it to say.
Correct.
So they read every third word, every second word, every third line.
Do not judge, right? That's really the only one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. We're not supposed to judge. Really? Did you read the whole thing?
Right.
God bless.
That's like their favorite verse on my Facebook page, like hundreds of people. Yeah. Don't judge.
Yeah.
Well, you're on my page.
Gosh. The Catholic groups are coming together to go after those, Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I want to talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. Joe Pizzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Dr. B is still be here, provided there's no tornadoes in her area. Be back in a minute.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Besinger, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Truly, truly, truly. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. You know, get informed and be a force to reckon with. Seriously. Once you get the information you need, don't back down. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried about what other people are going to do. My God. Look, for my Christian friends, Jesus didn't back down. And don't give me that stuff, oh, he was God, which you expect. No, no. He was here as a man. He didn't back down. He took the beating. He even had his weak moments. But he knew the greater good. He knew what was going to end up in the end, right? Same thing with you. Even if you're not a Christian, are you going to protect the kids or not? And don't buy into all this garbage they're feeding you. You know, it was one of the things, Dr. Bridget Melson joins us, and she does pretty much every week. You know, Dr. B, when one of my kids, It had to be God opening my eyes, right? I'm with a counselor, and they're telling me, because we just noticed there were so many things wrong with this child, and the counselor was telling me, well, you just need to come to the conclusion that your child may always be a C-minus child. And I said, well, this child is not even reading at the fourth grade level, and they're in sixth grade. How come I caught this and you didn't? So you can't just take what the learned have to say to you, what the papered, the PhDs and all that. They're not always right. And if you're a person of God, ask God for guidance. He'll open your eyes. He'll show you. And we were able to get this child fixed, brought up to speed, if you would. But if I had listened to the counselors, I would have done nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
It is, and it's this wokeism, right, that is now infiltrated our medical field, our psychological field. It's everywhere. And again, I am in the psychological field, and I see it. And it's been slowly but surely infiltrating, into our families, into, the schools, all of that. And I saw it to the point, right, I've talked about when I was in school, I chose to go to a secular college for my master's and my doctorate so I can see what the other side is thinking. That's, I think, what we have to do. We're not of this world, but we have to be in it, not of it. And that's just how I learned. But then I continue to study this, and what is going on is 100% brainwashing. They are brainwashing our children to be the leaders of the parents, not the other way around. And that is just so the antithesis of what God, our Creator, meant for us. Honor thy mother and father. It's the only commandment that comes with a promise, right, which is long life. And this wokeness, cancel culture, indoctrination, and again, it is not left or right, and I purposely don't say Democrat and Republican anymore, because that, to me, minimizes it, and it's just bigger than that. It is, I'm still waiting with this transgender nonsense for congratulations to the trans kids, people. They have completely, in and of itself, destroyed the feminist culture, because they are silent. Where are these women, these strong women, to stand up for women's rights in sports and music and school, and now what? Where are they? So that
They play the long game. They're so committed in what they believe.
What are they waiting for, though? Right. It's not going to work. But
I'm talking about the transgender community and people and all those pushing it. They're willing to be nasty, hang it out, do that kind of stuff.
It is so nasty, but it's complete totalitarianism. It's complete brainwash. Yep. This is Russia. I mean, these are the tactics that the evil. I've spoken to people that escaped the Soviet Union, right? And they're like, you guys are in trouble. You are in trouble. I did an article. A French media personality called me and is writing a book. Because he's writing a book on what's going on, in America, and he is writing it from – he is a conservative, but he doesn't want that to get out. But he wanted to interview me, and we talked for a couple hours. And I said, off the record, can you just let me know what you think of America? What does France think? Like, what do you – and he says, if America goes down, so goes the world. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like – he goes, off the record, I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative. But we are shuddering in our boots right now looking at what's going on and how the Christian culture is becoming woke and how, and he says, is it everywhere? Please give me some hope. And I said, there's hope. There's hope in Jesus. Don't worry about us. So the people will let you down. But people are worried because we are the last and one. I mean, we've been blessed.
America is right.
It's the God nation. It's a nation of one, under God, one nation under God. So, I don't get why I'm just
because you're right. You don't have to. Here, let me help you.
I get it, but
We have raised a nation of pansies. Okay, we have raised a nation of kinda sortas. All right, the first chapter of my book, amazing how this was. I wrote it back in 2016. I said, absolutes? Absolutely not. You can't have any absolutes because then there is a right and wrong. There is a girl and boy. There is a higher power to answer to. And the Democrats will never allow that to happen. And they must have read that chapter and decided to go into overdrive with what they're doing. I mean, look at, well, you and I were talking during the break. Think about this. The LA Dodgers have left the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Just think of that word. They're a bunch of clowns. They look like scary clowns in nuns' outfits, making fun and mocking the Catholic religion because they don't like the fact that the Catholics have taken a stand on, you know, same-sex marriage and that kind
right.
of stuff. So they want them to change the scripture. They want them to change God's word because apparently they think they're gods. But here's what bothered me the most about this. Two things, actually. One, you and I were talking about this. Nuns. How do you pick on nuns? I mean, these women give up their lives and for good cause. They, you know, they believe what they're doing. They're doing for God. They're doing God's work. They'll go to remote parts of this world. They sit with people that are ready to die. They feed kids that are in need. I mean, they care for people. And what do? You dress up as a bunch of clowns and mock? And that's supposed to be so noble? Give me a break. And then our Christian friends are still buying Dodger tickets.
Right.
What is wrong with you people?
I've even had good Christian friends say, but they're doing a Christian night in July or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Right.
God bless you, but you're missing the point. Yeah, but, you know, what's his name? Kershaw? Kershaw is, I'm like, that's great. I'm not great. I love him. Go. However, comma, if I were him, I would quit the team. I mean, whatever. Or be there and keeping, you know, we need light in darkness. I get it. But don't dismiss this. It's so blasphemous. And the fact that people are buying these tickets, and eating this up. I mean, it's just going to keep getting, you know, they're just going to keep.
We don't stand up.
Bring it up.
We don't fight like they do. We will lose. You know, I had a lot of people, prominent people that you know in the Christian community. Kept telling me that I needed to get out of the public school. I needed to stop being a trustee. All I was doing was encouraging and perpetuating people to bring their kids to public school, blah, 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 you know. And I'm going, no, you're wrong. Look, God put me here for a reason, number one. Number two is, who else is going to fight? You want me to hand it off to a heathen? You really?
Right.
So they can, because there are a lot of families, whether you want to hear it or not, they can't afford to send their kids to a private school. They can't afford to homeschool. Sorry they got themselves in that position, but so be it. So I'm supposed 100%. To leave them in a lurch? Really?
Not at all. You know, God asked us to march in the battle. So that's what we have to continue to do. And I'm thinking about, you know, starting a plan to run for school board here and make it up. I'm so proud of my friends in Temecula Valley, by the way, out there in California, for firing the superintendent, the very woke. So, good job. That is parents right there getting involved. That is amazing.
So,
and the hate, gosh.
I have, we were talking about this a minute ago, and somebody quickly sent me a link to this. And the title of the article is, "Too Many Transgender Activists Are Sadistic Bullies."
Yeah.
Okay, so if you ever wonder why so many scientists and others are quiet as the gender ideology overtakes the universe, here's what it is, and they go through the, you know, how these people are beat on by the professional communities.
Correct. They are ridiculous bullies, and it's funny that they are the ones crying, you know, victim. I'm a victim, but they, there's the pride. That's to tell you everything. They're egotistical because they're godless, right? They have no good.
They are the higher power. They are their own higher power.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely, and this is what it gets you. It's just ugly. So it's the war is on. That is the last thing I probably want to leave you all with. If you get nothing else from tonight in that nefarious movie, one thing that the entity, you know, in this prisoner said is, you all are in the war, whether you know it or not. You're in it. You're in the battle.
I like it.
And we are.
Yep.
We are in it. Whether you want to fight or you want to lay down or you want to go on the opposite side or the right side, we're in it.
You'd be like the Italians in World War II. What took you so long to get here? God. Pasta for everyone. All right, Dr. B, thanks for being with me tonight. Stay safe. We'll have you back on again next week. I'll get you on. God bless people. You're stuck with me for the next hour. Come on back. I got a lot to vent about.
God, okay.